Well, during this week's Florida Citrus Industry Annual Meeting in Bonita Springs, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Edward Avalos was on hand to talk about the dollars that will go towards research efforts to fight citrus greening. USDA is putting $6.5 million in for three Florida projects aimed at fighting the bacterial disease. $2 million is for field testing antimicrobial chemicals, while another $2 million is for developing technology to apply heat to citrus trees, both of which are designed to kill the greening bacteria. Then another $2.5 million is slated to look at ways new citrus trees can grow in a greening environment. And according to Tom Buick with the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, those dollars are in addition to the $25 million USDA will spend this next year.
For fiscal year 2014, we have $25 million available for the Citrus Disease Research and Extension Program, and the Farm Bill makes that amount available every year through 2018.
And Buick looks at what the citrus industry believes are citrus greening research priorities.
We have mandate in the Farm Bill to consult with the Citrus Disease Subcommittee of our advisory board to set priorities for the Citrus Disease Research and Extension Program. And so they highlighted four areas where we need to focus our research. One is on the pathogen itself. How can we control the pathogen either before or after it's in the tree? Another area is on the insect that vectors the disease. Can we modify the environment so that the insect can't pick up the pathogen or can't eject the pathogen into the plant? There's also interest in the production system. Genetically, can we find ways to make citrus trees immune to the disease? Are there new production systems that would modify the insect's behavior so that the disease isn't transmitted? And then finally, there's a lot of citrus that is not in commercial production areas. So how do we get the word out to these non-agricultural people about citrus greening? So there's a big need for communication to the non-agricultural sector as well.
He said the emphasis of this research is how do you cure these trees if they do get sick? Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.